Shalom, everybody! In Parashas Truma, Moshe is told to build the Mishkan, the portable Beis HaMikdash that would travel with B'nai Yisrael in the desert, and for many years in Eretz Yisrael, until the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim. Part of the command regarding the construction of the Mishkan included the building of the Mishkan's outer walls. And when Hashem tells Moshe what the outer walls of the Mishkan are to be made of, the Torah says in Perek Chaf Vav Pasuk Tes Zayin, V'yasisa es ha-krashim la-mishkan atzei shitim omdim. Make the planks of the Mishkan out of upright acacia wood. In other words, the outer beams of the walls of the Mishkan must be gold-plated wooden boards, and they had to be omdim, upright. They may not be laid down horizontally, but omdim, they must be laid vertically. And the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah Daf Mem Hayam and Beis learns something else from the word omdim. The Gemara says that the wooden beams have to be laid derech gdelasan, that is, they must be laid in the way that they grow. The top of each beam must be the upper part of the wood when it grew as a tree, and the lower part of each beam must be from the lower part of the tree. In addition, the Gemara says that that's not only true about the beams of the Mishkan, but also regarding kol ha-mitzvos kulan, all mitzvos that involve natural items can only be fulfilled if the mitzvah is performed derech gdelasan. For example, the arbaminim on Sukkos, you must hold them derech gdelasan in the way in which they grow, or else the mitzvah is not performed properly. And the question is why? Why should derech gdelasan be so important? This question is asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. It's in his Sefer Drash Moshe on our parasha, and he says the following beautiful idea. When we perform a mitzvah, whenever we perform a mitzvah, we don't just perform the mitzvah to check off a box or to say, I'm done, just to fulfill an obligation or to get the obligation off my back. Chas v'shalom. We perform a mitzvah derech gdelasan. The mitzvah must be performed in such a way and with such an attitude that we grow from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is there to have an impact on us, to get us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to get closer to other people, or to bring us and inspire us to do even more mitzvos. Mitzvos must be formed in a way that is derech gdelasan. They must be performed in a way that promotes gidul, promotes growth and progress and development. And the message is quite clear when we approach the Mishkan. When we look at the Mishkan and at the avoda that goes on there, the first thing we see are the atzei shitim omdim, the vertical beams that are assembled derech gdelasan. And we're reminded and we're inspired to perform all mitzvos like that. Now, Rav Moshe does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that this idea answers another question that we can ask about the beams of the Mishkan. We know that the 39 malachos on Shabbos are 39 general categories of activities that were performed or were done in the Mishkan or in the building of the Mishkan. And one of the 39 malachos is Kosev, writing. When was writing done in the Mishkan? The Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph says that they would write letters on the beams of the Mishkan to know which beams went where and which beams went next to other beams. But we can ask a simple question. Who cares which beam went where and which beam went next to which beam? Wasn't every beam identical? So I think the pshat of the Mishnah is that even though each beam was supposed to be identical, each one might be slightly different from the next one, and once you have an order of beams that worked, it was easier to label them to facilitate the construction of the Mishkan each time B'nai Yisrael moved. However, perhaps one can suggest another idea based on Rav Moshe's explanation of derech gdelasan. When we perform mitzvos, we must perform them derech gdelasan. They must be performed in a way that enables gidul, that enables growth. But the only way to do that is if we think about the mitzvos before we do them. The mitzvos will impact us and enable future growth only if we perform them in an organized, structured, and thought-out manner. Mitzvos can't be performed haphazardly. They must be performed in a way that is thought out, that's calculated, that's designed ahead of time. We don't always know the reason for the mitzvos. We follow Hashem's commands regardless of whether we understand them or we think we understand the reasons behind them. But to the extent possible, when we do a mitzvah, we must ask ourselves, why am I doing this mitzvah? How can it be done properly? In what way can this mitzvah enhance my growth? In which way can this mitzvah enhance my connection to Hashem, etc., etc.? Just like the labels on the beams of the Mishkan, and just like the beams themselves, our performance of mitzvos must be deliberate and thoughtful, not random, not arbitrary. That is the only way to ensure that our mitzvos will be performed derech g'delasan. Have an amazing day, everyone!